Gemara Sanhedrin says, "Tanu Rebbe Rabbi Shmo, Afal Noyach Nechtach Gzardin." It was Nechtach Gzardin on Noyach also to be destroyed in the Mabul, to be killed in the Mabul. Elo Shematzah Chain Be'enei Hashem. Noyach was Matzah Chain Be'enei Hashem. Since he was Matzah Chain Be'enei Hashem, so he was saved. What's difficult to understand is if he was deserved to be killed, he dochein. Now the culpability of Noach, really, is clear that Noach has a degree of responsibility for, even though Noach is ish tzaddik, tamim hayov v'dayreisav. But Yeshaya HaNavi calls the Mabul ki mei Noach zoisli. The Mayim of Noach, the Mei Noach, the Mabul is called Mei Noach. So you see that Noach has a responsibility for the Mabul. So we have to understand what is this Motzah Chein Be'enei Hashem that Noach finds that he ultimately is saved and he is not destroyed. And what exactly? Why is it that Noach is responsible? Ki Mei Noach zoisli. Weiter. The Gemara says, Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says, Moshe min haTorah minayin. A little bit of a strange question because Moshe is all over the Torah, but the Gemara wants to define the remez for Moshe before Moshe is there. Moshe min haTorah minayin. Gemara in Kuflam Tes in Chulin, and the Gemara says the pasuk at the end of Parshas Bereishis, Bishagom hu basu. Pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem lo yoda inruchi va'odam lo olam." I'm not going to leave my ruach in man forever. Bishagom hu basa. So literally, that means bishagom hu basa means since he's a shtik basa, a shtik flesh, he's human, physical. V'hayu yamav meyav esrim shana, and his life, his days, are going to be. Meaning, I'm going to wait another 120 years to bring what? To bring the mabul. That's the remez for Moshe. Why was this a remez for Moshe? B'shagom u'basa, and v'hayu yamav kuf chav shana. Says Rashi, b'shagom b'gematria Moshe k'may Moshe. The gematria of b'shagom is Moshe. Uksiv sham v'hayu yamav shmeya v'esrim shana. It's going to be 120 years till they bring the mabul. Whose yamim were 120 years? B'kach v'hayu yimei chayim Moshe. Koyim ha'osed lavoi b'shagom. Who's going to come? Moshe. B'shagom is Moshe. Min ha'neiladim v'chein yamav. That's how long he lived. Ad kan divrei Rashi. That's the Rashi in the Gemara. L'chari, this is a very strange Gemara. What exactly is this remez to Moshe and haTorah minayin? Moshe is in the end of Parshas Bereishis, b'shagom u'basa, v'hayu yamav me'ev esrim shana. So I'd like to just discuss before we start, really, another difficult connection over here in the parsha. A connection between Moshe and Noach, Noach and Moshe. We know that the pasuk says, "Asei lecha teva satzei goifer, kinim taasei satevo, lichofarto isa mibayis umichutz bakoifer." Says Rashi, "Bakoifer b'tevaso shel Moshe al yedesho ayayim toshim daya b'chayim b'fnim b'zefes mibachutz." By Moshe, the water was, there were calmer waters, so you didn't need on both sides, you didn't need pitch. But oit, kidei shelo yariach oisei tzadik reyach ra, shel zephes. That tzadik shouldn't smell the reyach ra of zephes. Avul kan, mipnei choyzek hamayim, zov so mibayis umilachos. Says the Rashi, that really Moshe Rabbeinu is a question. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu's teva not constructed like Noach's teva? First of all, the question really is like, what does one teva have to do with the other teva? What's the kasha b'chlal? seemingly there's some sort of a correspondence here that Noach's Teva and Moshe's Teva have what to do with each other. So, in order to understand this, I would like to share with the Olam a very interesting Chidah. The Chidah in Nachal Kedumim discusses the juxtaposition between the end of Sefer Parshas Bereishis and the beginning of Parshas Noach. He says, "V'Noach Motzo Chein Be'enei Hashem." Why was Noach Motzo Chein Be'enei Hashem? While El Toldos, because there's going to be Toldos from Noach. El Toldos, Noach Ish Tzadik, Tomim Hayah B'Dayrosov. Says the Chidah, unbelievable words. Why was Noach Matzachin? Because Eile told us Noach. Noach is going to have told us. And he says, you'll pardon me for discussing a concept called Gilgulim, but he says, this is a Chidah, the Chidah says that Noach's Neshama was going to be Nisgalgul. And it was going to be Nisgalgal, a Gilgul, the first nisham, person who has the Nisham is called the Av. The second is called what? The Ben. It's a Tolda. But there's two Noyachs, there's two Gilgulim. Eile Tolda is Noyach, Noyach. Noyach was going to be Nisgalgal into two people. One who's called Ish Tzadik, and one who's Tamim. Who's the Ish Tzadik? Is Yosef HaTzadik. Who's the Tamim? Moshe Rabbeinu. Das heißt, Noach Ish Tzadik, Tamim Hayo B'Dayrosov. In his Dayros, out of his Dayros are going to come two people, Yosef and Moshe. And that's why it says Noach twice. Why was Noach Matzachin? Eila told us, Noach Ish Tzadik, Tamim Hayo B'Dayrosov. Ad kan divrei Achidah. Bichlal, we find that there's a correlation between Noach and Yosef. First of all, Poshet. Noach was one in his generation. He stood alone against the tide of all the chaitim, the Dohamabu. Yosef was Hurad Mitzrayim. Yosef went to Mitzrayim. Yosef was a Yachid, he was alone. In Ervas Haaretz, in the Makom Mitzrayim of Shtufei Zima, and Yosef withstood the challenge. It's a correspondence. In fact, the Rama Mipanoi says that Noach, that Yosef in a way was misaken Noach. We'll discuss a little further how this is. Where Noach was vayesht min hayayin vayishkor. Noach was Vayochel Noach. In this book, Parsha, he planted a kerem and he drank wine and he got drunk. But Yosef, when he went down to Mitzrayim, Yosef didn't drink until when? Until he was with the Achim and he was Nishtaka with the Shvatim. That was Yosef corresponding to that. Nishnodem Rabbeisai. But how many sons does Noach have? Three sons. What's the gematria of Ben? 52. What's 3 times Ben? 156. What's the gematria of Yosef? 156. Yosef is Misakei Noach. Yosef is going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Matzochein in Noach, because out of him is going to come Yosef. Yosef corresponds to Noach. We'll have to understand in a real way, in a Hasbaradik way, how. But there's also a connection between Noach and who? And Moshe. Where do we find the connection between Noach and Moshe? The Arizal writes the following thing. In Parshas Kisisa, Moshe Rabbeinu, being mispalel for Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, in his tefillah to save Klal Yisrael, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, I will destroy them. I'll make you into a great nation. And Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately says, erase me, mocheni no misifrucha asher kosavto. Says the Arizal, mocheni is oisiyos meinoyach. Ki meinoyach is oisli the mabul is meinoyach. Moshe Rabbeinu says, mocheni no misifrucha. Erase me from your sefer. Mishnah them, it's a lashon of michui, just like the mabul was nimcha, right? Mocheni no misifrucha. And the Arizal goes weiter and he says, not only is Moshe Rabbeinu's mocheni correspond to meinoyach, but Moshe Rabbeinu noyach, b'schus noyach, the mabul didn't come when it was supposed to come. It came 120 years later. B'schus noyach, which is the amount of years of Moshe. That's how long Moshe lived. Ad kan divrei Arizal. So we find that Moshe Rabbeinu corresponds to Noach. Indeed, by the way, it's fascinating because the offer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Moshe is exactly what happened to who? To Noach. Maybe she destroyed the whole world and saved Noach. That's what he was going to do to Klal Yisrael. He was going to destroy all of Klal Yisrael and save Moshe, and everything would come out of Moshe. So I'd like to discuss, try to understand exactly what all this means. But I'd like to share with you, to me, what is one more fascinating remez. Dor hazeh. Noch ha-shayla that one can ask, is that the pasuk says, ki oyschara isi tzadik lifonai ba-dor hazeh. That means, you're a tzadik in front of me ba-dor hazeh. But we all know the beginning of the parasha. Shteit es for Elokim hisalech Noach. And Rashi says Noach wasn't able to stand alone. Bavram who aimer hisalech lifonai. So Avram it says lifonai kim hisalech Noach. Noach hayetzorech sad l'taim choy. Noach needed someone to hold him up to support him. Avol Avram hayimischazek u'mahalech b'tzidkasu me'elof. So the shaila is over here. The pasuk says, "What kind of a tzaddik was Noach? He was a tzaddik. He needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's support." And when he's going into the teva, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Noach, "Ki oyschar ra'isi tzaddik lefonai b'dor hazeh." What's a lefonai? And what's the b'dor hazeh? So I'd like to share with the olam what it says in many svarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the 17th generation from Noach. Right? Noach, from Noach to Avram, there were 10 generations. Then there's Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Avram is considered 2 generations before the Milah, after the Milah. Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Levi, Kohos, Amram, Moshe. 17 generations. Bador hazeh. In the 17th generation is going to come out of Moshe. Ki yischara isi tzadik lefonai bador hazeh. Because I know out of you is going to come Moshe. And since out of you is going to come out of Moshe, when? 17 generations later? I'm saving you in the table. I would add, dosud pshat lefonai. Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to be an S of Elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be Kiyos Chorot Zayis Tzadik Lefonai Bador Hazeh. So very nice. We have a lot of Ramazan. Things seem to fit together a little bit here. But I'd like to discuss what in the world we're talking about. What is this? Explain. What are we talking about? The Chidah is telling us that Noach is saved. Noach is Motzochein. Because Noach is going to have a Sheikhis, and of Noach is going to come a Yosef, and of Noach is going to come a Moshe. what was felt in Noach is going to be Mesukin in Yosef and in Moshe. That's what it clearly is saying over here. So I'd like to share with the Olam how the Chassam Sofer understands, really, 50% of it is Mamash Kimah, as a Mefurish and Medrash, why Noach was culpable for the Dor HaMabul. Noach was an Ish Tzadik, he was Tavim HaYabidai Yosef, of a state in Sefer Yeshaya, Ki Mei Noach Zoisli. Why was it May Noach? Dafim Fashtein, two reasons. One, Noach was not Mechiach the Dor. Noach took care of himself. Noach did not go, and Noach was not Mechiach. He wasn't Milo the Dor. He didn't elevate the people. He didn't give them a sad l'taymcha. He didn't give them the ability to extricate themselves from their aver. Abavaita, there's another thing. He doesn't bring the Medrash, I don't know why, but the Medrash says the following thing. Loi ki Moshe Noach. Noach was not like Moshe. Because Noach was not mispalel on his door. But Moshe was mispalel on his door, because Moshe said, "Bacheni no misifrach." So Noach was not the second thing wrong that Noach did. He wasn't mispalel for the door, whereas Moshe was mispalel for the door. So there were two things felt in Noach. Noach, the Mabel is called Mei Noach because Noach was not able to be moichiach the door, and Sveitin's Noach was not mispalel for the door. Noach only saved himself. Darf man verstehen, that Yosef HaTzadik, the Medrash tells us, the Medrash in Parshas Emor, the Pasuk, the Medrash says, Yosef Yorad LeMitzrayim. Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. V'godar atzmoi min ha'erva. Yosef was goyder himself min ha'erva. In the makam of Mamon Shtufezim, in the makam of Mitzrayim, v'nigderu Yisrael b'schusay. Klal Yisrael were nigdar b'schusay. Saved. That's saved. Klal Yisrael was ogihitin. In Arayas too, and we all know that Klal Yisrael, the Shiftei Ka, we call the Shiftei Ka, that Mamish, there was Mamish, no, there was no Arayas, but Klal and Mitzrayim. Why? Zakhti Medrash, why? Bezchus Yosef. Yosef affected Mamish, the whole door of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Whereas Noach wasn't misakin the door, he wasn't misakin humanity. Yosef went, Yosef was going to Be'er Gerva. Vayonas, Vayetze Achutza, Yosef ran out. Vayonas, Vayetze Achutza. Yosef ran away from the Arayas. He affected Mamish the whole day. Yosef was the paradigm of someone who affected his door, who was Mechiach his door. He was Mechiach his door by example. He was Mechiach his door. He affected Mamish the whole door. Mamish by care from a tikkun on what Noach was missing. I wanna recognize that it goes weiter. Moshe Klar was misakin, Mocheni no misifrucha. Moshe was mispalel for Klal Yisrael. So if you look at the math that we have over here, we have that Noach did two averus. One avera Noach did was he wasn't Milo his generation. The second avera he did was he wasn't Mechiach his generation. Bein Tzivishin Yosef and Moshe. We have the Tikkun HaNoach. Yosef and Moshe together, both of their efforts together are a Tikkun on the totality of the Avera of Noach. But if you think about it, Eskeit Asach Tifa, the Medrash says a fascinating thing. The Medrash says, Vayonos, Vayar Hayam Vayonos, the Yamsuf split. What did it do? It saw and it split. Mara, It saw the Atzmus Yosef. Vayikach Moshe es Atzmus Yosef imay. He goes out of Mitzrayim. Vayikach Moshe es Atzmus Yosef imay. That's what splits the Yam. Rabbi said, why does the Yam split from Yosef? So I'd like to share with the Olam what I believe. We all have to understand what exactly the chet of the Dor HaMaba was. We find conflicting things a little bit. Rashi says, the pasuk says, "Batishoches," right? Kolbasa, right? Tishoches haoretz. It was niuf. Nobody stayed to them in. Abaloi nechtam gzardin. Ela alala gezel. So there's arayas, there's gezel. What's getonda? What was the chet? What was the shayrish of the chet? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin asks the question: Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring a mabul of mayim? Says the Gemara: Rabbi Yosi Yoma, Dor haMabul in his go ela b'shvil galgal ha'ayim shedoyme lemayim lefichoch donoy say b'mayim shedoyme legalgal ha'ayim. He was done the Dor HaMabul because they were nizgo, they had a pesagaiva with the galgal of their eye, with the circle of their eye. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was done, which is doimet tamayim. The eye is doimet tamayim. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did what? He destroyed them with mayim, midah keneged midah. What in the world does this mean? The eye looks like water. It's like water. It's liquid. What is going on? Zok Tamar Shah. Tamar Shah says Azoi. Tamar Shah says, what does Galgal Ha'ayin mean? The Galgal Ha'ayin, when is the eye like a ball? When it's wide open. When you close your eyes, it looks mashuch. When you keep your eyes closed, if you're looking wide-eyed, you're looking at everything around you, you're looking for Neo, if you're looking at what, he doesn't go into it, but you're looking at what Yena has. When you're looking, is go begagal eye, and you're looking, you keep your eyes open, and you want to see everything that the eyes can have hanoi from. All the hanois and taivois of the physical hanois that a person can see. Kisava hula einayim, the first Avera was in the Torah. When we keep our eyes open, the Dor HaMabul kept their eyes wide open. They kept their eyes wide open, and the eye is very interesting. It has a middle that's black and with color, and then around it is white that looks like the ocean that surrounds the Ein Ha'aretz, the eye of the land. It says, they were nisgoa begalgal ha'ayin v'mela kodesh baruch hu shaytif them with mayim. Taiva. Physical, pashut, the physical pleasures. Man became the basest of the base. He saw something he wanted, he took it, he didn't care about the other person. He went after kol mini arayas, whatever his physical, whatever his nature, whatever his natural teva desired, he went after. Thus in his go begalgal ha'ayim. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them water. What is water? The Maral tells us that everything in this world that has any surah, any form in and of itself, has some level of height in the train of things. It's less physical. The more surah something has, the less physical it is. The more chokhmah there is, right? The more handiwork something is, the more somebody worked on something. The only thing in this world that is water. Water is the most physical thing. Water represents absolute physicality. The galgal ha'ayin, going after all the taifa, that's why mayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaytif the world with mayim. So the destruction of water represents a destruction of that which has become so basely, physically immoral. Moshe Rabbeinu, was a kfad peh u'kfad loshen. The Maral tells us why. He was kimat not human. He was kimat not connected. The language is the connection of the guf to the neshama. Moshe Rabbeinu was so ruchni. He was so lemaila. He was lemaila from that. Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was by Yonas Vayetze Achutza. Yosef HaTzadik withstood the temptation of the physicality and ran away. Vayikach Moshe as Atzmus Yosef Imoy. Moshe with Yosef comes out of Mitzrayim. And by the way, who were the people who came out of Mitzrayim? Does anybody know? There's a famous Arizal. Where were the neshamos of the Dor HaMabul? Where'd they go to? They were in Esgalgal and Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. So who's misaking that which was destroyed in the Mabul? Vayikach Moshe Atzmus Yosef. It's Moshe and Yosef that are misaken that which the Dor HaMabul was choyte. And that which the Dor HaMabul was choyte is nisukin al yidei Atzmus Yosef. So what splits, what runs away from Yosef? The Mayim. The Mayim destroyed the Dor HaMabul. The Mayim runs from Yosef. Ki mei noyach zois li. Noyach couldn't be misaken what Yosef was misaken. He couldn't be misaken what Moshe was misaken. Noach was missing that. But Yosef with Moshe. Vayikach Moshe as Atzmus Yosef Imoy. Vayonas vayetze achutz. It could be, if we understand this, could be we understand something a little bit. We understand this passage just a little bit deeper. In the 17th generation, there was somebody born. And his mother saw that he was good. But she hid him for 3 months. She put him in a table. Why did she put him in a table? And why bechemer vazofes? Ki toivu. What's toiv the gematria? 17. He was the 17th generation from Noach. His Moshe Rabbeinu was put into a table because she recognized, Chevet recognized that this is going to be the tikkun on Moshe on Noach. And Noach was put into a teva, but there was kofer inside too. Whereas by Moshe there was no kofer on the inside, only on the outside. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, Noach needed a tikkun on the fact that it was mei Noach. So on the inside he needed kofer miloshen kapara also. But Moshe Rabbeinu was kitoifu. Moshe Rabbeinu only needed kofer mibachutz. He only had to worry about the waters outside, but he didn't need to smell the reach. He didn't need kofer. He didn't need the kapara on the inside. By the way, Tzadik Lufonai Bador Hazeh is the gematria of Moshe Rabbeinu. Mayim is that which is the most base. How do we become elevated above that Mayim? What about Yosef? What about Moshe? Allowed them to be misaking what Noach could not be misaking. Yosef was Bar Chakim Mahud. Yosef was taught Torah from Yaakov. Yosef took that Torah and was able to go into Mitzrayim, and that's why it was Vayonas Vayetzeh Achutzah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mekabel HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was going to bring the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had Torah. Yosef had Torah. Memela, they were able to rise above the physicality, the chumrius of the Maya. And at the end of the day, Chazal tell us, Ein Maya Mela Torah. Because with Torah, the Maya is elevated. We become elevated even above the Maya. Yosef HaTzadik can be Nigdar Mi'erva because he has the Torah that his father taught him, Kiblat Hakim Uloi. And Moshe Rabbeinu can save him, Ayin Mochenino Misifrach Asher Kosavta. Moshe Rabbeinu can utter those words because Moshe Rabbeinu has the Torah. And I'm going to show you a medrash that Mamish says this. It's the first medrash in Dvarim. Eile HaDvarim. Loi Ish Dvarim Onoichi. Says Moshe, says the medrash, Kivon Shezocha LaTaira Nisrape L'Shoinoi V'Hischil L'Daber Dvarim. Moshe Rabbeinu, once he got the Torah, then he was able to speak. But before that, he couldn't talk. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ki kvad peh u'kvad loshen anoichi. Now I'd like to bring the oilam for 1 second to Parshas Shemois, Kapitel Dalet. But I'd like to ask a very obvious question. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his first meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his first conversation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu says in Pasuk Yud, Kapitel Dalet, Vayomer Moshe el Hashem, Bi Adonai loy ish dvorim anoichi gam mitmoel gam shilshoim gam me'oz da berchal avdecha. Ki chvad peh uchvad loshon anoichi. I have been chvad peh, I am not a person of speech, not from yesterday, not from 2 days ago, not from 3 days ago, not from the first time you spoke to me. Rabbi said, when was the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe? Right here. Los Ketont. What's Moshe saying? Maybe it's not a stretch to say, as Moshe is talking, Begeder Noach. When he was Noach, he couldn't talk. He couldn't be mispalel for Klal Yisrael. He couldn't be mispalel for the world. Ki kvad peh u'kvad loshon anochi. Me'oz daberchu, from way back when, you know me. But when he got the Torah, Mochein yino misifrach asher kosavta. So we're left with one little question. What's the question? What's the chain? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is Noach Motzah chain? So we saw he's Noach Motzah chain because of what's going to come out of him. But why is that chain? Dover Achav, says the Medrash. Eila hadvorim. Ze she'omer ha'kosuf. Moichiach odom acharai. If a person is mechiach people after me, chein yimtza mi machlik loshen, he will find chein from the machlik loshen, the one who speaks well, speaks smoothly. Who spoke smoothly after the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu? Yimtza chein, achrei chein yimtza. B'noyach motzo chein b'enei Hashem. Eile told us Noach. What's going to come out from Noach? What's going to come out from Noach ultimately is that bishagom. Bishagom hu basar. That the physical basar is going to be able to makabel the Torah. We're going to have the Torah is going to elevate us above. Elevate us above the physicality. The whole chet of the mabel was being totally involved in physical pleasure, materialism, physical, physicality. What everyone has, what everybody wants, what I want, what he has. The Torah. Barasi Yetzer, Barasi Torah Tavon. The world's thrust is the Torah. We spoke yesterday how Cheshvan is called the Chodesh of Bul, Beis Vav Lamed. The Chodesh of a stamp. The world was restamped. In 40 days and 40 nights of rain, the world is restamped. A new surah. The Torah was given in 40 days and 40 nights. And it restamps the whole world. And it restamps the Adam. And changes the Adam. Mem Bul. 40 days of stamping. The Mabul. The Torah. Is that ticking? The Torah of Noach was saved because the Torah is going to come out. The 40 days and 40 nights of Bul, we said yesterday that the first word of the Torah starts with a Beis. The middle letter of the Torah, the last letter, Amid Bul. The Torah is given in 40 days and 40 nights. The Torah restamps the person, it elevates the person above the physicality. Where our eyes can be wide open to look at the Torah. When it comes to everything else, Kal Kanesher, we have to be as fast as an eagle to shudder, our eyes closed, not to look at what Yenna has, and look at Dvarim Asurim. Oitzim Einoim, remember Ois Ra'oh. Ki Mei Noyach Zois Li, Noyach. It was the waters of Noyach. Noyach is culpable, but there's going to be a chain. The chain that will be Maila Klal Yisrael, the one who's going to be Medaber, Teichachos, the one who's going to be Maila Klal Yisrael through the Torah. Yosef, Moshe. Mei Noyach is Moshe, Yosef, Noyach. Ki Mei Noyach Zois Li. We should take a bizarre to grab onto the Torah. The Torah should elevate us. And we should always run to the Teva of Torah to allow us to rise above the Mabul, which is this world. I don't know how do I start this thing?